We're going to be in James chapter 3. We're going to look at the snapshot of a Christian. What does a Christian look like anyway? When you think of the word Christian, what do you think of? Christ. How do they act? How do they react?
Yeah.
What do they? How do they respond to things? Mm. I believe that James does a pretty good job of giving us a snapshot of a Christian. We're going to look at verse 17, and I'm probably going to need my glasses for this. James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Mm. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. Lord, you've given it to us, made it completely, easily available so that we can learn about you and learn who you are and how we can learn to love you and obey you and serve you and worship you. Father, I pray that tonight you would help us to learn that. Yes. Father, give us insight, yes, on what you want us to see from your word.
Grant.
Help me to say what I should,
please,
and not to say what I shouldn't.
Yes.
And I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
When you read this verse, it's a mouthful to really consider and put into a single thought. You can't really put it into a single thought. But James did a very good job of painting a vivid picture of what we're supposed to look like as a Christian. When we have submitted ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Mm. The truth is, we're saved and regenerated even when we're not acting like it.
Yeah.
The sad thing is, when people see us not acting like a Christian, it sends a message to them.
Yeah.
And it's not a good message.
Amen.
But when we're allowing the Holy Spirit to do His work in us, then we will appear,
yes,
to be the kind of Christian that we ought to be. There were four businessmen that were headed to Chicago, and they were in the airport racing to their plane that they were running late. If you've ever been there, you can run pretty fast in a corridor of an airport sometimes when you know you only have minutes to get there. And that's what they were doing. And in the process, they accidentally knocked over a girl's basket stand of apples that she was trying to sell. And three of the men just kept going, and one of them stopped. He turned around and put his bag down, and he began to help her pick up the apples. And when he was doing that, he realized she was blind. Mm-hmm. And as he was helping her pick them up, she said to him, "Are you Jesus?" Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think the other three men gave her any indication at all that they were. Somehow he did, because of his kindness.
Yes.
Jeanette and I were talking about this a little bit last night. There's more ways than one to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm.
Sometimes you can do that by just giving them the clear presentation of how to be saved.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just give them a kind word, a kind act, forgiveness,
yeah,
consideration, And all of a sudden, they begin to think, this person may be a Christian. It's amazing to me how the world has a pretty good idea of what a Christian ought to look like.
Yes, it does.
They can tell when we are or when we're not. By how we're acting. Not by what we're saying. Actions speak much louder than words. And when our words and our actions throw conflicting signals, our actions normally tell the truth. So what we're going to do is we're going to unpack this verse so that we can easily see the areas that we've yet to submit to the Holy Spirit in. And maybe the areas that we have. So let's read it again. Verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. That means approachable. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The wisdom that God gives us to be the kind of spitting image we ought to be of Jesus Christ, it begins to clear out the things in us that contaminates. In order for gold to be pure, it has to go through extreme heat. In order for us to be pure, we have to go through extreme heat.
Yes.
The Bible's clear that God will allow us to go through difficulty. Sometimes He even orchestrates it. So that we can be purified. Normally, the process of purification is not comfortable. We don't like it. We avoid it. Sometimes we complain about it. As though we can't see the picture that God is trying to do something in us. I know I've said this many times. I'm going to say it again because it's, my opinion is true. Every difficult circumstance you and I ever encounter is a tool in God's hand to make us more like Jesus. The problem is, in the heat of the moment, we don't think about that. What we think about is, why are you treating me this way? Why is this happening to me? Why me? Right?
Right.
In our right minds, we can easily admit that difficult circumstances are used by God to make us more like Jesus. But somehow, in the moment, in the heat, in the battle, in the suffering, we lose sight of that. We blame other people. Sometimes we even blame God. But this process of purification has a purpose to make us more like Jesus. When we fight against it and buck the system, so to speak, we are not being made to be more like Jesus. We're going to have to go through that trial again. So what God is trying to do here, He says that wisdom that from above is first pure. So for us to be, for us to have the spitting image of a Christian, we have to be pure. And in order to be pure, we have to go through difficulty. So when a person looks at you or me and we're going through difficulty, are we shining for Jesus or not? The second attribute here, it's peaceable. He said it's first pure and then peaceable. Peace is freedom from quarrels and disagreement. Mm. Harmony.
Yeah.
I think most people do desire peace, but many times we're not willing to pay the price for it.
That's good. That's true.
In order to have peace, especially in the middle of an argument, somebody's got to shut up.
Yeah. Amen.
Or there's not going to be any peace. You know, when there's two people arguing, all it takes is one to stop the argument.
Yeah.
You can be that one.
Amen.
Remember what Barney Fife said? Zip it.
Yes.
Zip it. We all want peace, but we don't want to pay the price to have it. We want to get our point across. We want to prove that we're right. You know, it's better to be happy than right. God wants us to be peacemakers,
yes,
not winners.
That's right.
The third one is gentle. Gentle means considerate, not harsh or severe. It means soft, mild. To me, this definition is screaming out unselfishness, kindness.
Yeah.
When we're rough with people, mean because they didn't bring our order out the way we wanted it. That's one of the worst times. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but if you've ever, how many of you ever worked in the food industry where that you've served people? I understand, and I've not been in that industry, but I understand that most waitresses and waiters despise Sunday. Not because the doors are always open and they're more filled, but that's when those Christians come in. And they're rude. And they demand. They insult. They want to talk to the manager about me.
Lord help us.
Christians. That's not being gentle. You know what Paul said about that? He said, why don't you just take a loss?
Yeah.
Why push the issue? Take the loss. But it wasn't what I ordered. Take the loss. What an opportunity to shine for Jesus. That waiter or waitress may know that they brought the wrong thing. And they're waiting to see how you're going to react to it. You've got a tie on or a dress. They assume you may have come from church. Let's see if they're going to act like a Christian or not. If we're going to look like Jesus, we're going to have to be gentle.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Right.
Sometimes we act as though we don't care how people feel.
Lord help us.
You know, other people may be hurting and we just don't know it.
Yes, sir.
You say, well, they were being awful rude. You know, hurting people hurt people.
Yeah.
People who are suffering, people who are in pain, people who are emotionally troubled are going to be rude. They're going to be needy. They're going to be aggravating to deal with. What an opportunity to shine for Jesus.
Yes.
When we can show some care and love to that person who is acting that way instead of how everyone else treats them.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm hurting or struggling, I desire understanding.
Yeah.
Compassion.
Yes, sir.
Sympathy. That's how we are supposed to be dealing with other people.
That's right.
When they're hurting and they're acting out, and they're making insults. Number four, we're supposed to be easy to be entreated, which means approachable. I don't know about you, but there's been people in my life, I didn't want to go ask them much for anything. Do y'all have people like that in your life?
Amen.
Have you been that person before?
Lord help us.
Easily approachable. There are also some people in my life that if I just need a little bit of compassion, that's who I want to go to.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
They look like Jesus. They act like Jesus.
Amen.
They're kind like Jesus. But that person that's not easily approachable, they're not acting like Jesus. Think about it. If you read through the Gospels, how many people flocked to Jesus?
Yeah.
And if you'll notice, every one of them was hurting. If you're going to be kind, you're going to have hurting people approach you. If you're going to be generous, you're going to have people approach you that have needs.
Yes, sir.
Brace for it, but act like Jesus. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Make it easy for people to approach you when they have a need.
Amen.
Number five. Full of mercy and good fruits. Merciful means compassionate treatment, especially to those under your authority.
Amen.
Sometimes we as parents or boss feel like we can treat our children or our those who are under us rudely, and that they just need to accept that.
Lord help us.
That's not true.
No.
That didn't come from Jesus. That came from a different source.
Amen.
Just because they're your children doesn't mean we can be rude, mean, spiteful, loud. That sends a message. And it's not a good one.
No.
The golden rule teaches us that if we want mercy, we must give mercy.
Yes.
Everybody desires mercy.
Amen.
If you think about it, we scream justice when it's them that had sinned.
Oh.
But we're begging for mercy when it was us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be the person that's showing mercy.
Amen.
Not screaming justice for the wrongdoer. People are doing wrong all around us. By the way, we are too.
Yes.
We want mercy. And the golden rule is give it.
Amen.
If you want it.
Yes.
And if you give it, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give it, you're not going to get it.
Mm.
It takes real Christianity to forgive people. Especially when they haven't admitted that they're even wrong.
Amen.
these good fruits. Jesus said that we are known by our fruit. So how do people perceive you? You know, we always perceive ourselves differently than how we are perceived by others. It may be that we have to find someone who is brutally honest and ask them, do I act like a Christian in your perception? There's not many people out there that'll be brutally honest. You may have to find a teenager to do that. They typically will be straight up honest with you. But it's true. Many times our perception of ourselves is much kinder than reality. Number six, without partiality.
Lord, help us.
The Holy Spirit guides us away from being partial to people, especially those we feel are wealthy or prominent. Maybe somebody that we hope to benefit from later on. Jesus focused on people who were clearly needy and could never return the favor to him. And he literally rebuked those that were in prominent positions because of their deep-seated pride. God doesn't draw us to those types of people. It's our greed and our selfishness that does. To be drawn to that person who dresses nice, smells good, talks good, seems to have some money, maybe something that they could offer to us. That's not who Jesus went to. Jesus purposely went to those who were hurting, those who were diseased, those who were needy. He showed no partiality. And we, if we're going to look like a Christian, we don't need to be showing partiality.
Amen.
And then number seven, hypocrisy. The professing of beliefs or virtues that one does not possess. We live in a day where hypocrisy is full blown. It's people on TV, people at work, in our families, and sadly, those of us even at church. We say that we believe God, but we complain about the very circumstances that He has put us in. We complain about people that He has put in our circle. We say that we're honest, and then we lie to the IRS. So let's quit trying to appear that we are something that we're not, and serve God. Genuinely. Be real. When you're at home, when you're outside, when you're struggling, when you're doing well, be real.
Yeah.
Be sincere. Be genuine. Remember the very first thing in this verse that God's wisdom produces in us is purity. That requires us to go through difficulty. I think if we wanted to, and everyone was willing, and took the time to do it, we could probably spend the next 4 hours with each person sharing the problems and the difficulties that we're presently involved in right now. Right? We got problems. And I wish it wasn't like that, but at the same time, we cannot be purified without them.
Right.
We just can't. We have to have problems. We have to have suffering in order to be purified.
Lord, help us.
Don't fight against the Holy Spirit. God is trying to make us to be a spitting image of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And He uses the difficult times.
Yes, He does.
He uses difficult people.
Yeah.
He uses sickness.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Literal pain.
Yes.
To make us more like Jesus. And so when you're dealing with the problems that you're dealing with, ask God, God, what are you trying to do in me? What are you trying to get me to see?
Amen.
What are you trying to carve off of me that doesn't belong? What are you trying to help me to do differently so that I'll shine brighter for you?
Yes. Amen.
That's the mindset we need to have. If we're going to have a perfect replica of Jesus Christ to the lost and dying world. Paul said this. He said, if I hide my gospel, the gospel,
yeah,
then it is hid to them that are lost. Many times we hide our gospel because of how we act in front of lost people. Allow the difficult circumstances that you deal with today, this week, to mold and to shape you to be more like Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for the problems that you put us through.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to allow the purification to happen that you're trying to do in us. Help us, Father, to be a spitting image of Jesus in the lost and dying world that you've left us here in.
Yes, Jesus.
So that we can be a shining example that we ought to be. I thank you for that, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand, turn to 4.